Well, we're finally here, the first Sunday of Lent. Now, some might say we've already had a year's worth of Lent with pandemic, lockdown, church closings, a derecho here in Iowa, and then the politics that went on this past year. The trials keep coming. It's like trying to go headlong into a hurricane. You take one step and get pushed back two. So where are we going this Lent, and how do we get there? Now, a lot of us, when we want to go somewhere, we know what to do. We pull out our cell phone, punch in the destination, and a nice voice will direct us where we need to go. Now, I know a few of you have these, because I hear them once in a while during Mass. So they come in handy. I use it every once in a while. But what if our destination is not a physical destination? We're not going to a certain physical location. What if our destination is to experience Christ at Easter? Now, earthly locations can be beautiful. The mountains, the forests, the lakes, even cornfields in Iowa and deserts. I'm from Phoenix, so I have some experience in desert beauty. But they all pale in comparison to the beauty of God, the Creator. Now, in the readings, Noah and his family were protected through a flood. They had a lot of challenges there, I would bet. They left everything behind in the flood and ended up trusting in God to take care of them. The reading then tells us that God spoke to Noah and his family. Hearing this covenant from God must have made the journey seem worth it. It's not often we hear the voice of God. Peter tells us that Noah's journey through the flood prefigures our journey through baptism. We are washed in baptism and leave sin behind and become sons and daughters, children of God. Peter proclaims that Christ suffered for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to lead us to God. God is our ultimate destination. Now, the gospel relates Jesus' journey through temptation in the desert to a point of proclaiming the gospel. The gospel is, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. So what, or rather who, is our destination this Lent? What would we punch into our phones if we could to get there? For our destination this Lent is to experience Christ at Easter. Now, how do we get there if we can't trust our phones and GPS to get us there? The church provides us with guides for this journey: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These are not our destinations, although we accomplish them throughout Lent. They are our road signs on the way. We have prayer to work on our relationship with God. Fasting gives us a chance to practice our self-discipline and our relationship with ourself. And finally, almsgiving, to work on our relationship with others and to care for those that are put around us that need our assistance and our help. Now, these practices prepare us to meet Christ as Easter as we follow Jesus through the desert of Lent. We're just a few days into the journey. Maybe we haven't quite succeeded yet on that. We have time to make up, to continue our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So keep our eyes on the destination, though. The path that we follow will bring us to Christ at Easter. So when you think of your phone, pick up your phone this Lent, think of your path through Lent, through the desert, and vow to work again on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. to arrive at Easter.